And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got a great show for you today because I've got not one, not two, but three outstanding experts in studio, and we're going to talk about your health, your fitness, your kids, online presence, and of course, taxes. In fact, if you have kids, grandkids, nieces, and nephews who are between the ages of 8 and 22 years young, you are going to want to hear Camilo Gutierrez, who's a well-known figure in Sacramento because he helps kids, right? And he helps them through baseball, which, as you can imagine, melts my heart. Now, before I get into all of our exciting interviews, I would like to start the show off today by asking you a simple yet very important question. How old are you? Now, I realize that it's not polite to ask a woman her age, especially if she's over 50. However, for the purposes of this segment, it's really important for me to know, are you in your 30s, 40s, 50s like me, 60s, 70s, or how about in your 80s like my mom? Because if you're growing old or have family members who are growing old, then the chances are, screaming good that one day you or someone you love is going to need some mental and emotional geriatric care. Now, as all of you know, I love my 86-year-old mom and old people in general because I was raised that way. In fact, when I was a crazy and wild little kid growing up on Goya Street in Granada Hills, California, I hung out with my older relatives every single week. And I loved it, which is why I believe old people are amazing. But what happens when the old people in your life need mental or emotional help? Then what are you going to do? Because even though growing old is a privilege denied far too many people and loved ones, there are tens of millions of older people who are struggling with aging and as a result are seriously depressed or suffering from anxiety or phobias, which is terrible. After all, older people experience more health problems and grief than the rest of us, which in my opinion is a recipe for depression, loneliness, and anxiety. Now I want you to think about that for a minute. I mean, can you imagine what it would be like if every single one of your friends were dead? Because I got to tell you something, 90% of all of my mom's older friends have died. And what if your husband or your wife has passed away as well? Because if you lose all of your older friends, including your husband or your wife, I think we can both agree that the grief and the loss that you are going to feel is unbearable. And in my opinion, it's going to eventually have serious effects on your mental and emotional health. And what if on top of all of that grief and loss, your body was starting to break down and fall apart? Because if you ask me, that sounds awful. And yet, it's a reality for tens of millions of older adults, which is why severe depression, loneliness, and anxiety is taking a hold of our elders at a record pace, and no one is talking about it, right? No one's doing enough about it. And the reason why no one's talking about mental and emotional illness in seniors is because of the stigma that mental illness has in our society, especially for people over 65 years old, which is an absolute shame. Now, even though depression, it's not a normal part of getting older, approximately 10% of all seniors suffer from it, which is, again, awful. And when you add anxiety, phobias, and fears to the list, you're probably looking at one out of every five older person is suffering from some form of mental illness, emotional illness, on top of a serious health condition, which we're going to talk about later in the segment. Now, even though the vast majority of seniors, right, don't even know much about depression. I mean, do you know much about depression? And yet, so many of you suffer from it and don't get the help that you need and deserve. And then, of course, when you throw in all of the physical and healthcare problems, this is a recipe for a very lonely life. In fact, depression is behind a majority of suicide attempts for seniors, especially, now this is going to shock you, white men over 65 years old. Mike, I hope you're listening, man. Because you know what happens? Men are so freaking good at masking their pain, their feelings, and their emotions because we've conditioned them to not talk about that kind of stuff. Listen, I got a bunch of older brothers who rarely talk about their feelings. Because you know what they'd rather talk about? Baseball, football, girls, food, money, and business, which I totally understand, but it's really a trippy trend. Again, I got a lot of friends that I hang out with. I got a lot of older guy friends, and they don't share their feelings all that much. Now, of course, there's a ton of other factors behind mental illness that causes suicide in our elders, including physical illness, physical pain, and the inability to function in a daily life. And let's not forget, right? We got older people. They don't want to be a burden on you, so they don't even talk about it, right? And you know what? So many older people, they're removed from their social life and their interactions, so they become more vulnerable. That is why I am doing this segment. I love seniors. I want them to be engaged. I want you to talk to your mom, your older aunt, your grandma. I want you to reach out because you know what? There are signs of depression in our elders, and I want to tell you what they are so that you can look out for them, right? You'll know what the red flags are, and you can have the courage to start the conversation, right? So let's talk about it. Obviously, you and I, of course, we're going to feel sad. We're going to have feelings of despair. Believe me, my niece Leah told me that it was okay to cry every single day, and that's what a girl needs to do. However, if your sadness or your despair or your mom's sadness, your grandma, your uncle, your great-grandpa, if their sadness and despair is kind of like taking over their life, they need help. Now, what about these unexplained or aggravated aches and pains? Hey, I'm going to tell you something about my mom. My mom is in pretty good shape at 86 years old. Of course, if she falls, then she's in significant pain. But my mom doesn't have a lot of these unexplained aches and pains like some seniors do. Look out for it. Talk to seniors about that. Now, what about a loss of an interest in socializing? Because what I know about seniors, if they can hear, they love to talk. So if you've noticed that the seniors in your life are all of a sudden not talking as much or not involved with their hobbies, that is a red flag. What about weight loss? Now listen to me. My producer Mike and I, we're grabbing our little fat bellies and of course we want to lose some weight. But when you think about seniors, if they've got weight loss or loss of an appetite, something is going on. What about feelings of hopelessness or helplessness? Again, you got to have the courage to ask if you're noticing a lack in motivation, a lack in energy. What about sleep deprivation? You know what I'm noticing? As you get older, you don't sleep as much. Now, that's normal. However, if this is happening all of the time, or you got your senior citizen sleeping all day long, either they're partying too much or they're depressed. And what about a loss of self-worth or self-respect, right? Or if you see them drinking too much, I want you to talk to them. Because as we grow older, we face so many life challenges and medical conditions, right? Like Parkinson's disease, strokes, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and multiple sclerosis. Again, I am bringing this up because I care and love seniors. I'm old school, man. I think seniors are so awesome, and I dig being around them, especially if they're wearing a hearing aid. All right, everybody, I need to take a break, but I want you to stick around so you can hear my launch interview with local legend and all-around good guy, personal fitness trainer Camilo Gutierrez. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arnold Almonte.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I'm excited about this segment because I have Camilo Gutierrez in studio, and let me tell you about him. He is the guy that owns and runs Midtown Strength and Conditioning, which many of you have driven by and seen over at 2010 3rd Street. Good morning, Camilo, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ronnie. Thank you very much for having me on your show. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm pretty excited about this.
You know what's so cool, Camilo, is before our interview, you and I talked about butterflies. Do you feel the butterflies right now?
I definitely feel butterflies. This is pretty awesome.
Well, Camilo, I want to welcome you because you are our radio show's fitness expert. So my obvious question is, who are you and what do you do?
Well, I'm Camilo Gutierrez, strength and conditioning coach at Midtown Strength and Conditioning. And I've just, I've been established for 10 years, and I'm just looking to help people get fit and strong. Right now, I'm training a lot of baseball players and helping the community get stronger.
Now, Camilo, I went to your gym. First of all, it is so welcoming how the doors roll up. You had every type of fitness, every type of exercise that I've ever seen. So I love that about you. Now, can you talk about your passion? Because you are dedicated to training, of course, people like myself, mm-hmm. but also young athletes. Can you talk about that?
I was always the smallest guy on the team, and through hard work, dedication, and patience, and listening to my coaches, I was able to be a very successful baseball player. And, you know, I just want to share with the kids that they have opportunities out there if they work for them.
And let's talk about you. Can you brag a little bit? Where did you play baseball in California? Where did you play baseball out of state? Tell me what position you played and why you love the game like I do.
Wow, that's a lot. I played 4 years of varsity baseball at McClatchy under Brian Lafort. Played 2 years with Jerry Weinstein, with Paul Carmazzi, and went to University of Texas and got to play for the late and legendary Augie Garrido. I think all my coaches are legendary, and I paid extreme amount of attention to detail what they did and how they helped the people.
Camilo, you were coached by one of the biggest legends in Sacramento. Can you talk about Jerry Weinstein and what it was like to play for him?
It was probably one of the best experiences playing baseball for Jerry Weinstein because his passion just, I just seen it every day. So I wanted to have that same passion. I go, this guy does not get to take a single at bat yet. He loves this game with every detail, every ounce of him. So I go, man, I go, I'm going to work twice as hard because I love the game. I wanted to show him every day that I love the game more. So I just continue to work hard and trust what he was teaching.
And you were honest earlier when you said that, you know, you had to work really hard, right? You were about 5'7" tall.
Yes,
you look
thank
like
you.
You look like a stud for me. But can you explain what it was like for you, right? Kind of being that underdog stud.
Well, I never thought of myself as an underdog. It was just what it was. I didn't look back and say, hey, I got challenges. It was like I just wanted to improve so much where they couldn't keep me out of the lineup. That was it. I didn't care if I was playing against a guy 6'5", throwing 100 miles an hour. Some way, somehow, I was going to put myself in a position to play at the highest level.
Now, Camilla, when I was at your gym, right, I saw young athletes training with you. I want you to please tell us, what are some of the lessons that you are teaching these young kids that you train? Because let's face it, as these kids get older, the chances of them making it to the Major League Baseball, to NFL, to NBA, it's small. What lessons do you teach them?
It's very hard, very challenging. Kids that come to see me, they want to play at the next level, but I'm very honest and open. They have a slim chance, but if they're dedicated to their training and they stay super focused, then they will create an opportunity to maybe one day put themselves in position to get there. But through hard work and dedication, they're going to learn all the life skills that are needed to be successful at life. If you or your kids are interested in training hard and working towards your goals, then you can call me, Camilo Gutierrez, at 916-599-5877. That's 916-599-5877. Midtown Strength and Conditioning.
Now, for those of you just joining us, I've got Camilo Gutierrez in studio, and we're talking about you and your kids and getting in shape and achieving your dreams through focus and hard work. Now, Camilo, my question for you is, how do you teach the kids that you train to have faith and not give up on their dreams, especially when they're under a significant amount of pressure?
That's the thing about sports. If your kids love the sport they're playing, they're going to want to become better. And if they work in with really great coaches that put it out there that if you really want to improve, you can. So I don't necessarily teach it. I let the sport, I let the training, I let their hard work and dedication teach the kids these valuable lessons. And as they learn them, we'll bring them back up and I can show them what they've learned over, you know, several months or several years.
And let's face it, Camilo, to get these young kids to stay focused, right? I've got nieces, I've got nephews. These people are so attracted to their phones, the TV, and anything else. How do you teach these young kids to stay focused in a world full of distractions?
Well, first off, if they want to be the best, and that's the deal breaker right there. If they want to be the best, there is an outline process for it. And Ronnie, you know all about that. I know all about that. But this is why I'm here, is to help teach these kids that there's a fundamental approach to becoming successful and also learning life skills.
And let's talk about you. Tell me about your success and the life skills that sports have taught you.
Oh, I use the skills that I've learned from Jerry Weinstein and Paul Carmazzi like every day. There's not a day that goes by that I don't utilize the skills that I've been taught through sports. It's just amazing. So that's why I'm just really super fired up about sharing these principles and truths to kids, because I can see them develop, and it's so awesome to see them when the light switch goes off and they take it to another level. So if you're interested in training with me at Midtown Strength and Conditioning, you can reach me at 916-599-5877. 916-599-5877.
Now, Camilo, when I was younger, the world was so different, right? I played baseball all day across the street from my house in the sand lot, and I lived for it. Can you explain to me how different it is today for kids? Because it seems like, Camilo, they've got so many other obligations that sports isn't getting the same attention and focus like it used to be when we were younger. And again, I'm a lot older than you.
I feel there's too much pressure in it on playing at a high level right away. There's a lot of pressure of just performing. There's a lot more year-round baseball, so there's not necessarily a full off season. A lot of coaches these days want their high school baseball players to just play one sport. So you're basically limiting the kid to developing their athleticism, which would help in baseball. So if they're able to develop themselves further, they would be able to be better baseball players.
You see, and what makes you so unique is that you actually care about the inside of the kids and the people you train. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I definitely, I love everyone who wants to work hard and develop themselves. Like, I am going to help them get to, if they're working at giving me 100% effort, then I'm going to give them twice that much because I get to see them grow as a person and as an athlete. So it gets me fired up to see someone wanting to work that hard for something that they love and believe, yet they cannot see it.
Like you and I did when we were younger. Now, of course, I need to ask you a $1 million question. Well, really, today it's a $100 million question when you look at the contracts. And that is, Camillo, if you were a professional baseball player today.
Big leagues?
What? Big leagues, man. All in right. The show, of course.
Awesome.
What position do you want to play and where do you want to bat in the lineup?
Okay, that's pretty easy. I've always been a team player. I just want to get in that lineup. You know what? If I'm a utility player, I'm a utility player, but I'm going to be the best utility player. I'm going to go out there every day and compete. Whether I'm hitting ninth, first, second, it doesn't matter. I'm going to help the teammates around me. And that's the fun in the game, is going out there and competing and doing the best you can. And one of the things that I like to share with these guys is do the best you can every day, because then a lot of opportunities open, but a lot of self-development happens, and these kids become much more fulfilled in what they're doing and why they're working hard. If any of you guys out there are interested at becoming the best versions of yourself or playing at the highest level possible, I'm here to help you 100%. My number is 916-599-5877. Again, my number is 916-599-5877.
All right, Camillo, I thank you so much for that interview. All right, everybody, I've got to take a break, but I need you to stick around because I am bringing in studio an internet expert who's going to help you make a lot more money. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch will be back with more right after this.
The following segment is brought to you by Renee Nielsen, the real estate expert for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and you better believe the surf is up because I have in studio Paul Sanchetti, and you know who he is? He is our radio show's digital SEO marketing website expert. Good morning, Paul, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ronnie. Thanks for having me. This is great.
Paul, I love what you do, right? You help my business brand. You help us scream online, and you help so many of your clients generate more leads in business. So can you just take a minute and tell us about you and your business and, of course, your beautiful wife, Adela?
Well, our goal is to be a complete online presence shop for new and existing small businesses. Now, what do I mean by complete online presence shop? We can handle everything from website creation, we use WordPress for that, to online ads on all social media platforms, including Google AdWords, Facebook ads, Instagram story ads, and more. We do search engine optimization, or SEO, as you might call it. Social media photography, logo design, online reviews, which is a very important area, by the way, online reviews, because I'll give you a perfect example. A couple of months ago, I had to do a computer repair. And I usually do my own computer repairs, but this computer repair I couldn't handle. So I Googled computer repairs near me, and several businesses came up. But one business in particular had over 200 reviews and with a 4.8 star rating. And the last review was about 4 days ago. So compare that to all the other businesses that didn't have reviews or had very few reviews. Guess who I called? I called the person with the 200 reviews with a 4.8 star rating. So that's what online reviews is primarily about.
And to your point, Paul, when you look at a business, right, you look at their website, you look at their social media, you look at their digital, you're right. It's everything. You got to cover all of the bases, or right. guess what? Your competition is going to get the business. What I love about you and your wife, you guys are so trustworthy, you're affordable, you're competent. How in the world did you get into this business?
Well, we saw the need for small businesses that could use a one-stop shop for their complete online presence. In other words, most entrepreneurs have to go to someone different for everything. One person will do their website, another will do their online ads, another will do online reviews, etc. So we thought it would be a great idea to have everything done in one shop. And we especially wanted to be there for the older entrepreneur who was intimidated by all this technology, people 40 and over. Now, we also saw a large amount of fraud in this area, unfortunately. The online marketing area can attract the get-rich-quick schemer because they see mass marketing as their way to instant riches. Now, at first, I only wanted to do online marketing, but realized from the problems others were having with just doing online marketing that more was needed. For example, what if my online ads drive someone to a poor-looking website? How does that reflect on me? The client may blame me and the ads and not the website, and where does that leave me? So I wanted to have expertise in all areas of the online business presence in order to educate our clients accordingly. If you're looking for a better online presence, if you're looking for a better website, if you're looking for online marketing ads, if you're looking for search engine optimization where people can find your website, if you're looking for better reviews, please give me a call, Paul Sanchetti, at 800-496-7760, 800-496-7760.
Now, Paul, what I think is amazing about your business is that you price a lot of your work by the hour, right? And nobody in this business seems to do that because they're shoving packages down your throat. Can you talk about that? Because it's really a unique and sexy way to do business.
Well, first of all, we put our pricing right on our website. And the website, again, is praxiscr.com. That's P-R-A-X as in x-ray, I-S-C-R.com. And I do that so anyone can go there and just look at our pricing. That's how I prefer how most websites are. They have their pricing right on their website. And that saves us all a lot of time to see right there what the price is. Most of our competitors do not put their pricing on their website, which means they have a long phone call, a discussion to find out their needs, followed by a thought out bid price done in writing, usually by email, all time consuming. Now, most people understand work by the hour. So we as workers get paid by the hour in most cases. So I thought that would just be a convenient way to price our products.
Paul, you mentioned something earlier that is so true. We, as older folk, we're intimidated by online stuff. Can you talk about why that is? Why are business owners who are over 50, like me, like you, intimidated?
Well, my dad wouldn't even go to an ATM. You know, it made him feel insecure, and he felt it was just better to go in and do business with a teller. That's what he was comfortable doing. A lot of us don't want to spend the time to really understand the technology that's in front of us, and technology can be overwhelming and it can be difficult to understand. What sets me apart in that field is that I just take the time and I, you know, have a good background with computers and with technology. So I feel like I'm able to help the older entrepreneur succeed online.
And Paul, when we talk about online, yeah. Can you again dumb it down? How important is social media? Because a lot of the older business owners are unattracted to social media.
Well, the problem is that everything really is on social media. So many things are on social media. If you don't have an online presence and that includes social media, it's going to be difficult to have your product or service be recognized by the general public or whoever your customers are. So it's just a great avenue for businesses to sell their products.
And what about engagement? You and I know how critical it is to engage our customers and have them like you. Can you talk about engagement?
So it's really important that business owners engage with their customers online, that they show that they care. So for example, I manage my own Facebook group. And if I just posed a question and I never engaged with my people in that group, they would feel left out. So engagement is critical to success in the online world.
Now, for those of you joining us, I've got Paul Sanchetti in studio, and he is our radio show's digital expert, SEO expert, website expert, and anything that has to do with online. Paul, you work with your beautiful wife. Can you talk a little bit about what she does for the business?
Yeah, Adela and I both have our master's degrees. And Adela and I have been working with film production and graphic design since 2002. And so her particular area of interest is social media photography, okay? Which means, for example, I'll give you a perfect example. We work with a painter, and he took some photographs of his work, but those photographs were done on a cell phone. They weren't of the greatest quality. And so I would send Adela out to take some better pictures of his house painting efforts. And it worked out great. So we have the ability to do social media photography. She handles that. She also handles some work with logo design, film editing, and so forth. And I handle all the online advertising, the website creation, the online reviews, and I also help out with logo designs. So if you're looking for website design, online marketing, SEO, online reviews, then please give me a call. 800-496-7760. Again, give me a call at 800-496-7760.
All right, Paul, I thank you so much for that wonderful launch interview. The bottom line is, I love everything that you do for my brand and our radio show, and I hope you business owners in Sacramento give them a call. All right, everybody, I've got to take a break, but I need you to stick around because I am bringing in the tax man, and we're talking about your passports. Yep, the IRS is not going to let you leave the country if you owe them money. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
The following segment on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by OIC Tax Services at 800-695-3010.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and this is one of the most fun segments that I've ever done with Bob, our tax man. And that is because we're talking about what the IRS is doing to your passport. Bob, I've been the tax lady for over 30 years, and I have never seen anything like this. Can you talk about this awful thing that the IRS is doing to you, the American traveler with a passport?
Yes, I can, Ronnie. And I want to give you a little background on this first. Late 2015, Congress passed the Fixing America Surface Transportation Act, a law that, among many things, helps the IRS collect tax debts. That's correct. Section 7345 of the Internal Revenue Code, which requires the IRS to provide the U.S. State Department information of people who have seriously delinquent tax debt. So they will be either revoking your passport or denying the application.
And again, Bob, you and I know when you apply for a passport to go to Cancun, to party in Cabos, or if you're so blessed to go to Venice, you got to go through the State Department. What you're saying is that the IRS and the State Department are now buddies?
Well, that kind of looks like that. What they've done is they're applying pressure to taxpayers who have grossly negligent tax liabilities and tax issues that have not been resolved. So if you're thinking you're going to go on vacation, or maybe you travel for work or pleasure, and your passport is either revoked, or maybe you're applying for a passport and it's denied because of the IRS, you need to call me right away at OIC Tax Services, 1-800-695-3010.
Now, Bob, I just want you and I to talk about the situation where dad and mom or the kids are traveling in Mexico and they actually made it. Now, what is it going to be like for dad when he tries to come back into America? Can you dumb it down on how serious this is for you if you have a passport and owe the IRS money?
Yes, of course I can, because you may not know your passport's revoked. Obviously, you know it's denied because you didn't get it through. But say you're in Cancun, or maybe you're in Cabo, and you're nice and margarita-soaked and having a great time, and you're getting back in, and you're walking up to customs, and guess what? Your passport has been revoked. What happens next, Ronnie? Well, you're going to take that left turn, and you're going to go into a nice cold office, and you're going to wait until that plane is loaded or unloaded, and then they'll come in and discuss with you the fact that your passport's been revoked.
And Bob, you and I know that 40 million, 30 million, there's tens of millions who owe the IRS. So what do they need to do? What is the process in order to get this lifted so that your passport is valid and you can travel again?
It's insanity. But in order to resolve tax debt, first of all, you have to be in compliance. You're going to have all your tax returns prepared and into the office. Secondly, we have to find a resolution for you. Now, we can either set you up on an IRS-approved installment arrangement, or we may have to go through your financials, or if we file an offer in compromise, that would delay it also. But here's something that is really scary. The IRS's own manual has nothing in there on how the IRS agents are supposed to handle this issue. So you call that 800 number, they don't have a clue.
And so, Bob, if you are one of the unfortunate few who get this letter, hi, your passport is revoked and you ain't leaving the country, what happens if you call the IRS? What are they going to tell you?
Well, not much, because there's nothing in their manual to instruct you on what to do. This is why you would call OIC Tax Services to have us handle this for you. We can get our powers of attorney on file. We can open up a dialogue. We can cut through the red tape. Now, I want you to go to OICTaxService.com. Send me a message. I'll call you. We'll go through the consultation together.
Now, Bob, you and I know that the IRS has been, in our opinion, lenient. They haven't taken aggressive action over the past couple of years. Are you seeing a trend in the opposite direction? If so, tell me about the collection letters and what else the IRS is doing.
Well, yes, there's quite a few surprises coming down the pike here for people. We're starting to see an uptick in these letters, which are labeled LT-16s. These are garnishment letters. They're either going to be as a self-employed person, maybe they're going to be looking at the people that pay you. If you're a W-2, of course, they know exactly where to find you. You're going to have to do something with this because you're going to be garnished or your bank account's going to be cleared out. And that is an ongoing problem. If you're not in compliance, can you imagine how long it's going to take to get all your tax returns in and get this resolved?
And you know, Bob, you and I were also talking about the audit process, right? We certainly know that tens of millions of taxpayers are audited. You brought up an example of a client and it sounded awful. Tell me what is going on now with these more aggressive IRS audits that can affect you, the businessman, the businesswoman in Sacramento.
Well, as we do our clients' tax returns, whether it be a small business, a corporation, or an individual, and they want to put business expenses on their tax return, we're going to guide them through there. I have a client right now that had just outrageous expenses placed on their tax return going back 14, 15, and 16. So they were audited for every year. When you are placing these on here, you must discuss with your tax preparer how these are going to look. Because I looked at these expenses and it didn't take long for me to start shaking my head going, this is not real. And that's exactly what the IRS did. They compared their tax returns. They kicked it back to them. They don't have the receipts or the documentation. Every one of those expenses are kicked back.
And certainly, Bob, the last thing you want to do is show up at an audit without those receipts. What about bookkeeping? You and I know that bookkeeping is like the messy room at your house. You need good bookkeeping. What are you seeing with your clients today and how their books are affecting their tax liability?
Well, my bookkeeping clients now are tightening up the reins here. They're tightening it down. They want to make sure that if we're putting these expenses on, that they have absolute proof of everything. And they understand, in order for me to ascertain whether this business is profitable or not, we have to have the real numbers. So I have a lot of clients that do like our bookkeeping service to keep their business above water and, of course, to have the accurate numbers.
And Bob, you and I know that taxpayers who owe the IRS, thankfully, have options. And one of those options, just keeping it as dumb as possible, a simple monthly installment of payment. Can you talk about how beneficial that can be for tens of millions of taxpayers throughout the country?
Yes, of course. And these installment arrangements have to be scaled to your budget. And a lot of times we see taxpayers agreeing to installment arrangements with the IRS just to get them off their back, and they can't afford to pay them. So what we do before we even set up a client on an installment arrangement, obviously, is do their financials. We want to make sure that if we set this payment plan up for you, that you can afford it. Now, we do businesses and we do individuals. Please call me if you've got some questions about doing an installment arrangement at 1-800-695-3010. That consultation's free.
Now, Bob, as you know, 2018 is already halfway over, and yet we've got tax reform in this year. Can you tell me about some of the issues that some of your clients are forgetting, right, as it relates to tax reform?
Well, they are forgetting that the standard deduction is going up. This is critical for 2018. Your standard deduction for a single person is going to go to $12,000. The standard deduction for a married couple is going to go to $24,000. So get ready for 2018. A lot of your items on the Schedule A are going to go away because you're going to want that standard deduction. But as I always say, save all your receipts. You may exceed the standard deduction at the end of the year when we add those up. Call me at 1-800-695-3010 if you've got any tax questions whatsoever, or if you want to talk about your passport.
Bob, the last question I want to ask you, please remind our audience what they need to vote no on this November.
Yes, that's going to be Robert Hertzberg's Bill 993 and Robert's out of Van Nuys. Of course, this is the service tax, another 3% foisted upon the California taxpayer in a way to create more revenue for the state of California, like they don't know what to do with it already.
So again, vote no on the service tax. All right,
absolutely.
Bob.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for another great interview. All right, everybody, I want to thank you so much for your support and your emails, and I encourage you to like us at Ronnie Deutsch Radio and check out our beautiful website at ronniedeutschradio.com. Bottom line is, I'd love you to think like Jimmy Durante and remain young at heart. Have a great week, everybody. See you next weekend on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you derive out of being alive. Now here is the best part. You have a head start if you are amongst the very young at heart.